Namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo, namo myoho renge kyo. Hello, good friends. I'm so gratified to see you here, to see you practicing, to see you making the effort toward your own Buddha. In that spirit, there's so much bad, just heinous information out there about Buddhism. And I take that stance not lightly. It's heinous, it's bad, because it's so desperately wrong. And yet it's been popularized to nausea. And as a result, many of us have been through it. We've all seen it, we've all heard it. But the proponents, the cult of personality in the world, not just Buddhism, everywhere, in politics, in everything, personality has become beyond cult level. It's so ingrained. It's a desperate disease. And it shows itself in these organizations of Buddhism. I don't know the word, you know, to say it's tragic, it's just a word. It's repulsive. If you still somehow in your mind as a practitioner, or if you hear somebody saying that so-and-so is a latter-day Buddha, or that Shakyamuni is the Buddha, and you know what? You just don't know Buddhism at all. Shakyamuni went through great lengths to demonstrate that he was Shakyamuni. He was Siddhartha Gautama enlightened. He was living a life of Buddha-ness in his mind. But I got news for you. That's a state of being. It's not a person. Remember, Shakyamuni says this, Nichiren says this. Over and over, this is repeated. Follow the law, not the person. So why do organizations keep wanting to deify Nichiren? Nichiren's a great, great man. He's my mentor. He's my personal guide. I do everything I can to try to emulate him. But I'm not emulating Buddha. I'm not emulating him as Buddha. Buddha is you and me. Why is this so hard to understand? So, you know what? I wrote my own gatha. And it's brief. And I posted it on threefoldlotus.com so you could download it as a PDF, print it out, put it on your fridge or mirror or closet door, whatever. As a reminder, as a quick synopsis, synopsis of all of Buddhist teachings. It's real simple. It's real simple. Don't be intimidated by it. It's just, I'm just stating the painfully obvious in just a short little gatha. In fact, why not? I'll read it to you right now. Is that all right? It's called Buddha Is. Here we go. The cosmos is Tathagata. The Tathagata is formations. The Tathagata is the engine of life. Life is the realms of name and form. Name and form are the river of the cosmos. Now, you know I'm calling that Gosho from crossing the sea of suffering, yeah? Well, the sea or the river is the cosmos. All phenomena are expressions of the Tathagata. sentient and insentient, are expressions of Tathagata. To experience the Tathagata is Buddha, not a person. To experience the Tathagata in mind is Buddha-ness. Buddha-ness is the awareness of the engine of life. To experience the engine of life is to cross the cosmos. To experience the engine of life is the ultimate Dharma. To experience the engine of life is enlightenment. To experience the engine of life is to reach the opposite shore. The opposite shore is the release from the river. The river is the attachment to realms of formations. To swim in the river of the cosmos unattached is the freedom of Buddha-ness. The experience of Buddha-ness is the Dharma of Tathagata. Everything that is and is not is Tathagata. In death, Buddha is not. In life, Buddha is. That's it. I posted it on this channel as a text post. I posted it, as I said, as a PDF on threefoldlotus.com. There's a link on the Course Studies page at the top. Remember, I told you I'd keep adding. Please keep in mind, what we're practicing is to avail ourselves to something that is innate in all phenomena. I'm repeating Shakyamuni's words. I'm repeating Nichiren's words. This isn't new. This isn't invented by me. Right? These groups, and unfortunately, their members, who keep promoting this idea of persons as singularly Buddha, original, latter-day, new, old, historic. They don't understand Buddha. Then they're just, all they have to do is slowly read the teachings and it becomes obvious. I feel like I know Nichiren's frustrations with all of the great teachers around him in Japan spouting utter nonsense. And how does Nichiren fight them, educate them, call them out? He just quotes the teaching. Look. Hello. Gosh, I love Nichiren. And I so feel like, you know, just my little bit of life that I know a fraction of his pain. But that's also gratifying because it means that I also know a fraction of his accomplishment. And I keep trying to absorb more and more and more. This practice is amazing, my friends. And this is when I congratulate you and laud you for your practice. This is what I mean. Get to know Buddha, not Nichiren, not Shakyamuni, not Tendai, not Amida, not the fantasy. That's the story to help you understand that you, everything is Buddha. But like a tree falling in the woods, if there's no one to hear it, does it make a sound? Of course it makes a sound. It doesn't make a sound to you, because you're looking at a picture of a forest and you don't hear it. Learn to listen to the nature of the cosmos. It might sound a little bit like Namo Myoho Renge Kyo. All right, I know. But truly, that is how we train our Buddha mind, our Gohonzon mind, to hear, to open the eye of Buddha. The truth of everything, not a person. And by the way, the thing that rubs me about that tree falling in the woods analogy is nobody ever thinks about all the insects and animals and flowers and other trees that feel this tree falling in the woods. Yeah, there's plenty there to hear. How egocentric is that saying? Yeah, think about that maybe. Anyway, that's all. That's all. I just needed to make a statement. I hope that gatha helps align your thinking about these terms, right? Maybe it'll spawn some more questions from you. Bring it. You know, that's what this sangha is about. In the meantime, take care of your health. Keep practicing. Keep your practice strong. And I'll see you in the next video. Bye for now.